It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, neighbor. Welcome to the Friday edition of Fresh Oil. We wind up a series we've been teaching all week long about the last days, living in the last days and the soon return of Jesus Christ. We're living in a time that's marked by unprecedented change, unrest, and uncertainty. But as believers, we are called to live with the hopeful anticipation of Christ's soon return, which could happen at any time. There's no denying that we're living in the last days. It's an era that the Bible prophesied about long ago. Yet rather than responding with fear like so many do, we're called to live with joy, purpose, and readiness, knowing that the return of Jesus will bring about the fulfillment of all things and ultimate victory of God's kingdom. Now, to begin with today, let's understand what the term the last days means according to Scripture. You see, the last days are not just a time in the future. They actually began with the first coming of Christ and will culminate in His return. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 17, Peter is speaking on the day of Pentecost, and he quotes the prophet Joel. Joel said in Acts 2:17, "In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams." You see, the last days began when the Holy Spirit was poured out on the early church on the day of Pentecost. And since that moment, we've been living in an era of the church's mission in the world, to go into all the world and preach the gospel, to evangelize our world for the cause of Christ, with the return of Christ looming just ahead of us. See, the last days are characterized by both the spread of the gospel and the intensification of evil. And even though we live in these days, we're called to live with hope and faith. Yesterday, we spoke about some of the signs that Jesus gave us from Matthew 24. The first one was wars and rumors of wars. And when we look around the world today, we see war and violence in many regions. The war in Ukraine, conflicts in the Middle East, and even tensions between nations. These are not new, but they're increasing. Wars and rumors of wars reminds us that we're living in the time of unrest, but Jesus tells us, don't be alarmed. These are signs of the times, but the end is not yet. And secondly, in Matthew 24, he spoke about the natural disasters. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. The news has been riveting about the earthquake in Myanmar. And thousands of people died in a single day because of that earthquake. Earthquakes, hurricanes, wildfires that are spreading out in the West, other natural disasters seem to be increasing in frequency and intensity. We can't ignore the devastation in countries like Turkey, Syria, and Puerto Rico. While natural disasters have always occurred, it's the intensity and the widespread nature of these events that make us take notice today, that lead us to believe we're living in the last days. As believers, we recognize the creation is groaning in anticipation of Christ's return. And thirdly, we spoke yesterday about the false prophets. Many false prophets will appear and deceive many people because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. That was Matthew 24, 11 and 12. You see, false teaching and deception have always existed, but in the last days, it seems more pronounced. We see many people turning away from the truth of the gospel. Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 3, and he warned them that for the time shall come when men will not suffer wholesome teaching, but at their desires they shall gather around themselves teachers who will cater to what they want to hear. You see, friend, many people are turning away from the truth of the gospel today, and even churches and leaders, they're embracing falsehoods. Jesus warned us, don't be deceived. As believers, we need to be discerning, rooted in the truth of God's word. And then he spoke of persecution of believers. He told them in Matthew 24, you're going to be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you'll be hated of all nations because of me. Truly, Israel is being hated by all nations because of Jesus. Do you ever wonder why such a tiny little nation the size of New Jersey could have thousands marching in our streets and our college campuses protesting against them? It has its roots in Satan, my friend. Persecution's a reality for many believers around the world today. Christians in North Korea, China, the Middle East, they're suffering for their faith. And while we may not yet face this extreme persecution here in the United States, we're still called to stand firm no matter what the cost, and it may come one day within our borders. See, these signs point us to the reality that we're living in the last days. And while we can't pinpoint the exact moment of Christ's return, we can recognize the signs and respond appropriately. He told us we'll know the season. We'll be able to tell. And it's interesting because he said, when you see the fig tree bloom, you know the end is near. And the fig tree was Israel. In May of 1948, when they became a nation, God was warning the world that his return is imminent. And as Christians living in the last days, we need to remember that Jesus' return is our hope. It's the blessed hope. I don't hear a lot of people preaching today and teaching about the second coming of Christ, but listen, that's our hope. It's not just a distant idea, but it's a driving force that shapes how we live every day. The Apostle Paul in Titus chapter 2 and verse 13, he calls the return of Christ the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. See, living in the last days means we are constantly looking forward to the return of Jesus. So how should we live in light of this? Well, let me give you just a few thoughts. First of all, live in expectation. Jesus encourages us to be ready for his return. See, the early church lived with a deep sense of anticipation. They believed that Jesus could return at any moment, and this expectation influenced how they live. And we too should live with this urgency, knowing that we are here on this earth with a mission, friend, waiting for the glorious day when Christ will return for his church. Secondly, we need to be watchful and pray. He told us in Mark, be on guard, be alert. You do not know when that time will come. See, as believers, we're called to be watchful. This means staying awake spiritually and discerning the signs of the times and living with intentionality. You see, we can't afford to be spiritually complacent, sleeping. Prayer is an essential part of being watchful. Jesus urged us to pray and stay vigilant, knowing that we're in a battle for our souls. The Apostle Paul, all throughout his epistles, said again and again, be watchful and prayerful, because you don't know the day, but it's coming soon. Thirdly, we need to live with purpose. Oh, I love purpose and destiny. It's one of my favorite subjects. In these last days, we don't have time to waste. Jesus commands us to love our neighbors, to make disciples, and be faithful in doing the work that he's given us. It seems like the church has lost the concept of discipleship. Jesus didn't say, go and make Christians. He said, go and make disciples. Where you stick with someone after you lead them to Christ and you get them grounded in the truth and the doctrines of the Bible. The last days should not lead us into live in fear or inactivity. We don't hide away in a corner waiting and like the old song, hold the fort for I am coming. That's not what it's all about. We're called to storm the gates of hell We're called to rescue those who are being led to slaughter. Our lives should be marked by love, righteousness, and a passion for the lost. And then fourthly, we're called to endure suffering. In Matthew 24:13, Jesus said, "But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved." You see, living in the last days, it may involve some suffering. And it's easy to be disheartened when we face trials and we go through difficult times. But we're called to endure. And God's promises to be with us through the storms, and that His return will bring ultimate justice and peace, that's what keeps us going. And then let me wind up today with talking about the glory of Christ's return. You see, friend, we must never lose sight of the glorious truth that Jesus is coming back. His return will not be quiet. It's not going to be a hidden event. It will be powerful, and it will be very public, one in which every eye will see Him and every knee will bow. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 7, it says, "Look, He is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see Him, even those who pierced Him, and all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of Him." And the Apostle Paul said in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the hope of the church, friend, that Christ is coming to make all things new. He'll bring justice. He'll wipe away every tear from our eye. And He's going to establish His perfect reign, where there'll be no more pain, no more suffering, no more sin. This, my friend, is the promise that we're living for. My friend, we're living in the last days. We don't know the day or the hour of Christ's return, but we do know that He's coming soon. As we face the signs of the times, the wars, the natural disasters, the deception, the persecution, we live with the hope and readiness that one day Messiah is going to split the eastern sky, and He's going to gather us to be with Him, and so shall we ever be. Let's be a faithful servant, preaching the gospel to our world and enduring in our faith and eagerly awaiting the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. See, in the midst of chaos, we hold on to the truth. Jesus is coming soon. And when He does, He'll bring us into the fullness of His glory. Let this hope inspire us to live with purpose, love, and perseverance, knowing that the best is yet to come. It's been an incredible week as we've been talking about living in the last days and the soon return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Friend, if you've never received Him as your personal Savior, that's the blessed hope. When you receive Him as your personal Savior, you don't ever have to fear what's coming upon the world, because we know that in Him we have eternal life.
Fresh Oil is pleased to announce the release of Keith's book entitled The Grace Revolution, available now on Amazon in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle ebook edition. In his book, The Grace Revolution, Pastor Keith Manley shares the gospel of God's grace, giving us a radical shift from performance-based religion to the life-changing power of God's amazing grace. Pastor Keith also released a study guide, helping the reader to explore the grace of God and how life-changing it can be for the reader. To get your copy today, go to Amazon.com and search Keith Manley, The Grace Revolution.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.